Speaking about difficult times, we always have difficulty. Klal Yisrael is melumed in all types of tzoros and nisyonos, and our particular situation in this particular tkufa in time is certainly not an exception. What's going on in Eretz Yisrael is mamash pachad. What's going on in the world and all the terrorist-oriented and the copycat-oriented activities are enough to send a shiver down anyone's spine. We certainly need any means that we have accessible to deal with and hopefully improve and correct and change these situations. On a personal level, there's so much sickness in the world, also something which is overwhelming and devastating so many people, and there isn't anyone who isn't close to someone or knows at relatively close range someone or some few people who are seriously suffering. And therefore we crave any type of tools that we might have to be able to deal with these difficult situations. And there's a few psukim in Parsha Shmos where the Torah speaks about the matzav, the suffering of the Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. Beis Chof Gimel, Vayhi Bayom Horab Mohem, Vayom Asmelech Mitzrayim, Vayonchu Bnei Yisrael Min Hoavoido, that the Melech Mitzrayim died, and the Bnei Yisrael began, I guess, maybe groaning from the hard work that they were put to suffer. Vayizoku, and they cried out, they screamed out, Vatal Shavosom Elo Elokim Min Hoavoido. And their tefillah, their begging, their request went up to Hashem, went up to Elokim Min Hoavoido. Vayishma Elokim Es Nakosom, and Hashem heard their cries. Vayizkra Elokim Es Brisa, remember the Brisa Avrom Es Yitzchok VaYaakov. Vayar Elokim Es Bnei Yisroel. Vayeda Elokim, Hashem saw Bnei Yisroel, and he knew. Vayeda Elokim. So Rashi says here, Vayeda Elokim, Nosan Aleim Lev, V'lo Helim Einov. He focused heart on them. I guess feeling, this is, of course, we know we speak about Hashem in human terms, even though it defies any human definitions. But Nosan Aleim Lev, V'lo Helim Einov Mehem. He didn't hide his eyes. He focused on their suffering, the heart and the eyes, whatever that means. He wasn't blinding himself to their suffering, and that was the basis or the beginning or the basis of the response. Later on, when it says, "Vayomer Hashem ro'i ro'isi es oni ami Hashem b'Mitzrayim es tzakosom shamati," so Rashi says also, I know their pain. It says, the same as the Pasuk said before, Kloimar, ki samti lev, I focused my heart, to focus, and to know the extent of their pain. I didn't hide my eyes. I didn't look the other way. And close my ears, mitzah kosam, from their screaming and yelling. we don't understand, of course, these things in terms of how it works with Hashem, but the image that we're supposed to have is on some, in human concepts, is that the pain and the suffering and the screaming of the Klal Yisroel, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam responds to that. He says that I focused on it, I paid attention to their suffering, to their pain, and to their cries, and I didn't hide my eyes any longer, I didn't close my ears, and that's, of course, the beginning of the Rachamim that brings about the Geula. The Ralbag, on this Pasuk, on the first Pasuk, Vayonchu b'nei Yisrael minu avoido, v'tal shavosu b'elu elikim minu avoido, v'yishma elikim esna kosom. So he says like this, ha-to'eles ho'echod hu b'midus. This is the first to'eles, it's in midus. What's the to'eles in midus? V'hu sheroi lo'odom k'sheyetzer lo'i. It's appropriate for a person when he has a tzorah. He has tzar. She'yizak el Hashem, yisale, he should scream out to Hashem, v'yispal elov, and to pray to him. In this way, ula yire Hashem be'onyoi v'irachameihu. Maybe Hashem will see his suffering, and he'll have rachmonis on him. What's the raya? Haloi tire ki Yisrael im heyoyisam bilti shleimim oid. Klal Yisrael was not, or very far from shleimus. Biltim shleimim oid. I assume that means they were far away from Shlemus. They were not the Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, when they came out of Mitzrayim, and or when they were in Mitzrayim, they went down, down, down. Shoma Hashem Yisales Nakosam. Hashem heard their scream, their cries, Kasher Zoaku Elov, when they cried out to him. So he says, you see from here, this idea that when a person has a tzorah, that he should scream out to Hashem and to pray to him. And this is what we see that Klal Yisrael did, because it says there in the Pasuk, he doesn't quote the whole Pasuk here, but the Pasuk is, Vayishma elikim esna kosom, they complained, they groaned, they were krechtsing from the terrible pain, Vayizoku, and then Vatal shavosom elu elikim eno avoido, their prayers went up. But the Pasuk says, Vayishma elikim es na'akosom, Vayishma elikim es vayar elikim es b'nei Yisrael, v'yed elikim, and again that refers to the suffering. So it seems that they screamed out with their suffering, and they also were mispalil, and Hashem heard their screams, the na'akosom, and then he responded accordingly. So it's a few things are a little bit strange over here. The Klal Yisrael was suffering, okay? The suffering was a tremendous suffering. Vayavidu beforech, it was mamish vayemoru es chayeyem, ba'avidu kosher, the whole story. Now all of a sudden, what happens? We have a tzorah. So I have to scream. And when I scream, so what happens? I scream, I wake up Hashem, who's sleeping. Is that, I don't even think that's the human image that we're supposed to see over here. I wake him up, he was sleeping, and I wake him up. If it's a response to suffering, so I'm suffering. So why the screaming? Why the expression of the suffering? Why the calling out? What am I doing with that? I understand what tefillah does. I'm suffering, and I ask Hashem, please, Hashem, remove my suffering. But what is this? It seems it's a response to the screaming, it's a response to the suffering. He saw the pain, and that's vayeda elikim, and that's what's going to make things happen. And that's really what the Ralbag says. He says because bezeh oifen ula yira Hashem beonyoi v'rachmehu haloi tira. That's Klal Yisrael did. That shoma. They even though they weren't worthy, they cried out, and Hashem heard. Nakosom kasher zoaku elov. When they call, it seems to me it's not just the tefillah. The tefillah is also included. He says that you should sheyizak v'yispalel. It's a separate thing. Scream, like what is this all about? It seems, and then bechlal is something else interesting. We're talking about Klal Yisrael. We know that there's a tefillas rabim. that the Rabbim is mispalel is a koyach of tefilas Rabbim. Over here, the Ralbag is learning from the fact that Klal Yisrael berabim, vayizoku vatal shavosam, they were crying out and they were being mispalel. We're learning a yochid, vuhu sheroi leodom kisheyetzeloi sheyizak el Hashem vayisalav yispalelov. What's the raya? Maybe there's only tefilas Rabbim. If it's the tefila that's doing it, tefilas Rabbim is much greater than the tefila of a yochid, and certainly one shouldn't be a raya to the other. So, here goes. It's a little bit dangerous territory because it's hard to understand the way it works, but it sounds like as follows. And you'll correct me, I'm sure, if I'm wrong. And that is that Klal Yisrael is suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows Klal Yisrael is suffering. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is endless. He's HaToiv ki lo cholu rachamecho. He's the Merachim ki lo samu chasodecho. His rachamim and his chesed are endless. They never cease. Ki lo olam chasdoi. So Hashem sees the suffering and he knows what's going on. It's not shayach that he doesn't know. It's not shayach that he doesn't care. He knows, he cares, he feels. But as the Ralbag himself says, Im heyoysam bilti shleim mima'oid. They may not have been roi. They weren't roi that Hashem should respond to their suffering. When we suffer, Hashem feels our pain and kaviyochol, and we understand it only on a human level, and he responds accordingly. As rachamim, as chesed. There are times when we're bilti shleim mima'oid. We're not roi. Have to be roi for chesed too. You have to be roi for rachamim too. There are times when everything, the whole cheshbon, the whole din taken together, that Klal Yisrael may not be roi. And it's not going to happen. And we can assume that if it doesn't happen, then the pshat is we're not roi. Because if we were roi, and if we weren't deserving of what we're going through, then it wouldn't happen. So that's the basis. That's the assumption. So now what do we do? So here we see an Eitzah. The Ralbag says there's an Eitzah over here. He says, and it's not just to be mispalel, but it's the ze'oko. It's what we learn from the posuk vayeonchu, and they groaned in pain, and vayizoku, and they cried out, and then they were mispalel, and that combination together, what did it do? So the assumption would be that since it's not just an expression of tefillah, because if it was, then the tefillas rabim wouldn't be equivalent to a tefillas yochid. There's certainly, we know the difference. I think there's a mabit that says that a tefillas rabim, that if a tefillas rabim is not answered, then it must be that they didn't daven with the full kavona, because a tefillas rabim be kavona has to be answered. Not so with Tfilas Yochid. Doesn't have to be necessarily. But at Tfilas Rabim is not Shaykh. We know Tfilas Rabim. The Dirush Hashem Bihi Motzei is that in the Seres Yimei Tshuva that the Tfilas Yochid could have that koyach. But there's definitely such a thing. But the Teres says, so it's not the Nekud. And it doesn't sound that way. It starts with the Ve'yeonchu. It's the response to the suffering. It sounds like that when we take that suffering to the next level, when we cry out, when we express the extent of our pain, or maybe in what that really does is we increase the pain. There's not only the pain of the suffering, but there's that expression, that painful expression, that groaning, that krechzing. There's a new level of feeling that suffering over here. That, he says, if we are zoyek el Hashem, together with tefillah, ki bo zeho oifen ulai, Ula yira Hashem be'onyoy v'rachameu. Maybe Hashem will see our suffering. What do you mean, maybe Hashem will see our suffering? It sounds like, and that's what the other Rashis sound like, that Hashem sometimes has to be malim ayin. I would dare say, and I really don't know if I have the right to say, that what that really means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way, kaviyochol, in human terms, of coping with the suffering of Klal Yisrael, that he doesn't feel justified in having the rachmonis and in giving the chesed, is to be malim ayin. That's why we all these zachreinus and zachreinu and nosan liboy ve'enov is because now something changed that. And what's going to change that? Really, we weren't zoche. We're not worthy. If we're not worthy, he's not going to have rachmona. He's not going to have chesed. We can't. We're that massive. We don't deserve that. But we could change the formula. We could change the point of decision making. Why? Because now, until now, Hashem was malim ayin. This is not. I can't cope. I can't see. I can't bear to see your suffering. I'll have to look the other way. Whatever that means. In other words, the image we're supposed to have is HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds the suffering of Klal Yisrael unbearable, and even when it must be for our good and it's justified and it's with all the chukim and mishpotim and all the mishpatei haTorah that this is what has to be, and it's all the man, the teva of the klal and the teva of the prat and all of the kol mador rachman lo tavov it. But if that has to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds, I can't pay attention, I can't look. We find the same thing in Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu also, vayar b'siv lo yisom, that is a special focus. So he just avoids that. But now there's something we could do to bring back that focus and to change the situation. And what do? This expression of pain. The expression of pain, to the extent that we express it. Now what happens? Even though we're not worthy. Until now we weren't worthy. And therefore the pain that we suffered didn't bring about the Rachmei Dishmaya. But by expressing and increasing and letting forth, you know, sometimes pain is held within. It's when you express it, you realize it, you recognize it. I didn't even realize how much pain I was in. The groaning of it's that outward expression that creates a new matzav. And ulai, that can make the difference when now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, will be in a matzav. We force the situation a little bit, and that now he has to look at the suffering, the enhanced suffering, the increased suffering, the expression of the suffering, and therefore he will now have rachmonus and answer our tefillos, when prior to that, despite the extent of the suffering that we had, that it wouldn't happen. I think that this, we'll have to discuss how it works exactly, but I think this has tremendous ramifications for us today. I think this is the reason why we mention names in a Mishaberach and in a Tefillah. Because when you mention a person's name, you focus on the individual. You're focusing on the pain. It's not a class action Tefillah. It's everybody, oh, for Kol Chayli Yisrael, wonderful. A Refuah Shleima, the Kol Chayli Yisrael, beautiful. Oh, Yachinu Kol Beis Yisrael, and the Sunni Batzor of Ashivya, very nice. But how much do we feel? We feel, I wouldn't like to quote from this holy place the evil individual who said that, large numbers are just statistics. I don't want to say any more than that. You know, the bigger, the broader, the more general the concept, the less we feel it. The more the individual, today in fundraising, everybody knows one good tearjerker story is worth more than thousands of accomplishments and statistics and we've done this, we do this, we do that. That's all. It doesn't affect the heart. What affects the heart is that one, I think that if we're supposed to feel the pain, if tefillah, part of tefillah or part of the koyach to help the tefillah be effective is the extent to which we feel the pain, then we have to individualize. We can't just ask class action tefillahs for this group, for that group, for the other group. Eretz Yisrael should be good. No, maybe we have to focus on Yerushalayim. Maybe we have to focus on our friends there. Maybe we have to focus on our family there. Maybe we have to focus on, and same thing with illness, and same thing with shidduchim, and same thing with all the needs of people. If we focus on the needs, so we feel the pain. There's a krechs, there's a groan inside, and that can make all the difference in the world. That could be the difference between Ula Yira Hashem. Hashem will now not be Malim Ayin anymore, whatever that means, and he will have Rachmonus and respond to our tefillos. And I think that especially in times like this, it's such an important thing to be able to specify and to focus. I dare say one of the words that should come to mind is knives. One of the words that should come to mind is people being trained, this is what I read yesterday, in how the best way to kill a person with a knife. You hit here, you hit there, there's a hole. Someone told me that you can find online all the diagrams of how exactly to, what parts of the body that you should aim for in order to. This is a movement. This is, and when we focus on the specific, oh, Tzoras, the Klal Yisrael, oh, Rebbeinu Shalala, that makes that grown, that thing can make the difference. Ulai, until now, we didn't feel enough pain. And the emes is, that's, I mean, the Hasidim say it very beautifully, in that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this cup, and when the cup is full with tears, that's when the geula will come. But the emes is, we all say that in the davening. First of all, we say, Uvishare, he says, Tomachti yisei dais, v'shore, this is in the Ne'ilah, Uvishare demois kiloi nishlovois. The gates of Rachamim are never close. That's what it says, Kol HaShorim Ninalu, Chazal say, Chutz Mishare Dmois. The Shari Dmois, not Rachamim, Shari Dmois are never closed. Tears are always effective. Tears open up all gates in heaven. But tears can't come from generalities. Tears come from specifics. Tears come from focusing on the specific nature or the specific individual, and that can make a difference, and that little difference can make the difference, because then we say, the one who listens to these crying calls, that our tears should be put in that flask, and they should remain there, I guess it means until it's full. You should take each tear makes a difference, and what's going to happen? V'satzileinu mikol gzeiros achzorios. And save us from all these gzeiros achzorios, because look how much pain we feel. Chazal say you should be mispalel for a Talmud Chochom ad sheyechle, until it makes you sick, because you've internalized the pain to such an extent. And that pain is what can make the difference, because that pain is what's me'ore rachamim beyond the level that I would have deserved before I had that pain. And me'ore that can make all the difference. I just want to add to this one more thing. David HaMelech seems to say that that's the koyach of bitochon also, because bitochon also carries with it a certain pain. David HaMelech said, Elokai b'cho botachti alei voisho, al yaltsu oyevaili. I've trusted in you, Hashem. Don't let me be embarrassed. Don't let my enemies rejoice in my downfall, in my embarrassment. When a person puts their trust in Hashem, a person turns to Hashem and doesn't see results, there's an embarrassment. If other people know that you're turning to Hashem, if other people know that you have a certain sense of reliance or bitochon, or maybe even for yourself, there's, and that too is a weapon. That embarrassment. David HaMelech uses it, because that embarrassment. No. Yes, you didn't deserve this. You didn't deserve what the change. You didn't deserve the rachamim. You're in a matzah. Oh, but the embarrassment. That's another krech. That's another groan. That's another pain. And that can make all the difference. So I think that we're in a tkufa where we have to start allowing ourselves to, and encouraging ourselves and forcing ourselves and whatever to start to feel the pain, to feel the individuals. How many people are sitting today in Eretz Yisrael wounded? You know, we hear about the people that are killed, and in a sense, in a very weird sense, we take relief that it was only small numbers. But how many people are wounded? How many people are lying in hospitals today suffering intense pain every minute of the day? This is all part of the cheshbon. And the awareness and the feeling and the expression and the internalizing and the letting out of that feeling of pain can make all the difference in the tefillahs. And it should help that we should be able to feel that pain and express it, and that our tefillahs should be accepted.
Are you going to be around today?